Hey doll, what you having? One black coffee coming right up. So what brings you to this dive on such a fine evening? You're looking a long way from nowhere for 2 in the morning? Well, me, I work here. I don't have any choice but to hang out at this dump. Ah, but as to how I wound up here, well, that's a long story and not particularly entertaining. But I got all night. You, on the other hand, you look like you got somewhere to be. Heading home to a lucky lady? Oh, come on. I'm sure someone's waiting up for you. And you do look like you could use a little lovin'. Don't sell yourself short, handsome. I've seen a lot of lonely guys walk into this joint at 2 a.m., but not many of them are as easy on the eye as you are. Why? Thank you. And a gentleman, lucky me. Well, I do have to agree, the uniform does look pretty nice on me. Pink polyester is my go-to when I'm trying to impress a man. I did tell the boss it's a little small for me, but he just gave me the eye, if you know what I mean. Looked me up and down and said, "Just don't button the top so high, sugar. You'll get better tips." But I think he's more interested in the size of my tits than the size of my tips. What do you think? Should I undo another button or two? You are a gentleman, and you are absolutely right. Tips should be based on the quality of the service, not the quality of the cleavage. And I do aim to give good service, but the boss is right too, you know. Showing off a little skin doesn't hurt, especially when your customer is a hard-up man on a lonely night. So how about it, handsome? One more button? There you go. And I can see you sneaking a look. Even though you are trying to be a gentleman, you might not be as big of a creep as the boss, but you do like to check me out, and I can tell. It's okay. I don't mind. It makes me feel sexy. You know what? How about another button? Just for fun. Or maybe you'd like it better if I lean in real close and whisper in your ear, "I got no panties on underneath this uniform." Well, that's certainly got a rise out of you. What do you think? Is it true? Here, check out my ass and tell me if you see any panty lines. The polyester is too thick. It doesn't show lines, anyways. So I guess it'll remain a mystery. Unless I can lift the skirt a little, if you want, give you a peek. Oh, don't worry. The cook's asleep. He's a lazy motherfucker, and we won't have another customer in here for hours. So it's just you and me, handsome. Mr. Lonely and Miss. Let's see. Who should I be? What do you like in a girl? I can be Little Miss Innocent Virgin. Oh, mister, I don't know. I've never been touched by a man before. Or maybe you prefer that I be Miss Sleep Around, the neighborhood slut. Oh, fuck me hard right there. I want the whole world to see. Or do you like the whips and chains? And a woman who tells you what to do? Down on your knees, naughty boy, and kiss my ass. No, I think I know what you like. You like a bookish girl, right? Yes, sir. I'll suck your cock. Just promise not to shoot your semen on my glasses. Come on. Let me entertain you. I'm bored. and horny, and I know I've got you hard inside your pants. So let's have a little fun before you have to go back out into the boring world, that long drive home, and the cold shoulders of frigid girls. Trust me, I'm not cold at all. All right, I'll just start swaying my hips and lifting my skirt. That's what you want, right? Your own private strip show? Well, you're in luck, doll, because I am a pretty good dancer. Or so I've been told. The guys call me the snake charmer. Because when I dance, I charm the snake right out of their pants. Should we see if it works? All right. I will sit on the counter right in front of you. Now, let's see if I was lying about not having panties on. Oh, look! I was telling the truth. And you doubted me, didn't you? Well, now I'll spread my legs wide and give you a nice look at my bare, naked pussy. There you go. Wide open, just for you. Do you know what the motto of this diner is? Open for business, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And that's me. I'm open, and I'm ready to take care of some business. How about you? I know you said you didn't want anything to eat, but I've got a special treat that you won't see on the regular menu. It's something I only share late at night with my favorite customers. And right now, you're my favorite customer ever. Go ahead. Have a taste. It's all yours. Ah. Ah, yes, just like that. Use your tongue. Oh, yes. Oh, baby. Show me how much you like my service. Give me a tip. I meant the tip of your tongue. Oh, God, right there on my clit. Oh, you are a naughty boy. Oh, work that tongue. Oh, God. Oh, perfect. Fuck, you're so perfect. Oh. Oh, God. Yeah. You're gonna make the innocent, slutty little waitress come. But I need you to fuck me first. Oh, there you go. Right here on the counter. I want you to fuck me right now. Use my pussy, naughty boy. Use it. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. Slide that cock in deeper. Oh, fuck me hard. Oh, yes. Pound me into the countertop. Yes. You can treat me like a cheap whore at a late night diner. Like a girl you'll never see again. I'm not some cold bitch like the ladies back home. Oh, God, no. No. I'm so fucking hot. Oh, fuck me. Yes. Fuck. Oh, God. Right there. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, God. Fuck me. Fuck me. Make me yours. Oh, yes. Fuck. Oh, God. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. Come with me. Oh, God. Yeah. Oh, I need some cream for that black coffee. Oh, fuck. God, fill me up so I'm full. Let's make a mess. Oh. make a big mess of me. Fill me up. Oh God, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. Oh God. Fuck. A little more coffee for the road? And drink up, doll. I know you gotta get going soon, but you drive careful now, you hear? I wouldn't want to think of that pretty face of yours getting hurt. And one last kiss before you go. Now, a $20 tip, but all you had was coffee. Thank you very much, handsome. The pleasure was all mine. Service with a smile, that is what I do. And if you ever happen to be by here again, remember my motto, open for business, 24/7.